Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in the series on prayer is Agents of Change Part 2, Humility. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The last day we spoke about prayer being the agency for change in the nation, the family, and the church. A lot of people, even Christians, have disagreed with this. Let's look at this scripture a bit more closely. It says, if my people will humble themselves and pray. Real prayer is a sign of humility. Real prayer is surrender. It is saying, it doesn't matter what I think I know, you are the ultimate authority, Lord. The Bible calls prayer a stature of humility. If my people will humble themselves and pray. The problems in nations and families are too intricate to be permanently solved by doing things in the flesh. There are principalities and powers positioned over territories, and these control the state of nations or families of individuals. Except the ones who are called by the name of God. Take this posture of humility, understanding that they cannot know it all, and call on God or do the things God has commanded. Some things will never change. It is not just prayer for a nation or a land that is a sign of humility. Prayer generally connotes humility. Remember what the Bible says in James 4:10, that if we humble ourselves before the Lord, he will lift us up. If prayer is humility, and humility before the Lord will cause us to be lifted, it follows that prayer is an agency for lifting. Do you need to be lifted in any area of your life? Engage in prayer. The essence of this series is to show you why it is advantageous for you to be a person of prayer. It is staying consistently in the place of prayer that will eventually lead to your lifting. If you are listening to me and you have been living a life without consistent prayer, listen, you are a proud person. I know you may be saying, you don't know me, I'm not proud. You are right, I don't know you, but God does. Living without prayer is like saying, I have my life figured out. I don't need to follow God's instruction. Pride is dangerous. The Bible says God resists the proud. I don't know about you, but I definitely don't want God resisting me. Amongst other things, prayer is a system for lifting in the kingdom. Pray without ceasing. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word this morning. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God, in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you are blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.